With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Nearing the prime of his life, the writer Dan Greenberg decided he would become something he had never been before, a father.
I'm coming up soon on my 50th birthday, and I realized that I did not really want to go through life without the experience of fatherhood.
It wasn't all that easy, of course, as Dan Greenberg writes in his book, Confessions of a Pregnant Father. He needed the cooperation of his wife, Suzanne O'Malley. Because he and Suzanne had been kicked off a flight in Detroit, the airline offered them a free round trip to anywhere in the system.
The furthest we could go in the system was someplace called Grand Cayman Island.
Which is where the Greenbergs went. The purpose of the odyssey was to find a romantic spot where Suzanne could conceive. But the quiet little hotel they had expected turned out to be a dump.
It was a nightmare. But we still managed to, you know, laugh at it, since we couldn't do anything, since we couldn't go home. And there was absolutely nothing to do, so we made love a lot.
Eventually, Suzanne did become pregnant, and Dan worked as hard at the pregnancy as Suzanne.
We had Lamaze classes, wherein a group of grown people get to lie on the floor and breathe and hiss rhythmically.
And he and Suzanne watched films of women giving birth, apparently, without effort.
That is not how it is, Don. The actual experience of childbirth involves a lot of blood, a lot of screaming. It's not like they showed us in the films.
Dan Greenberg and Suzanne O'Malley are now the proud parents of a boy named Zach, who will one day pick up the book his father has written and find out how he was conceived, carried, and delivered. It's all in Dan Greenberg's funny and touching book, Confessions of a Pregnant Father, published by Macmillan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
Short of my having had a sex change operation and becoming a nun, my life could not possibly have changed any more than it has by having a child.
That's writer Dan Greenberg, who tells about the birth of his son, Zach, in a book called Confessions of a Pregnant Father.
I felt that Confessions of a Pregnant Father should not only be a sort of journal of the pregnancy and the delivery and so on, but also be instructional, so you will actually find in there how to do Lamaze breathing. You will actually find all the things, the practical stuff as well as the humorous.
It was Greenberg's wife, Suzanne O'Malley, who actually gave birth, of course, but Dan was in the delivery room doing his best to help.
When a woman is in the final stages of labor, no longer is the husband the wonderful partner and love mate and so on. He's just an annoyance telling you to push.
Dan took a snapshot of the newborn baby in the doctor's hands, a photo which became the Greenbergs' birth announcement.
I said, Mom, how'd you like the birth announcement? She said, well, my only worry is, will Zach like it when he grows up?
In fact, Zach may get a shock someday when he picks up Dan's book and reads about his conception and delivery.
I've actually written in this book things that are far more personal about myself and my own reactions to the whole process, then I've invaded my own privacy, shall we say, a lot more in Confessions of a Pregnant Father than I have my son's. And then guess what, Don? He can write his own book about me.
Writer, humorist Dan Greenberg, Confessions of a Pregnant Father, was published by Macmillan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.